This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden took his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan deep into Republican territory Thursday, using an aging bridge in Lake Charles, Louisiana, to repeat his call for infrastructure improvements. With the 70-year-old bridge behind him, the president indicated he is willing to compromise with Republicans on the bill, but is not willing to let things stay as they are.
I'm ready to compromise. What I'm not ready to do, I'm not ready to do nothing. I'm not ready to have another period where America has another infrastructure month and doesn't change a damn thing.
Biden proposes to pay for the improvements by increasing taxes on the wealthy, something Republicans have long opposed. The president contends his programs would bolster the middle class and make the country stronger than tax cuts for corporations and CEOs. A senior U.S. State Department official said Thursday the United States and Iran could reach agreement on a path to resume compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal if Iran decides to do so, but that gaps remain. Speaking in a teleconference on the condition of anonymity, the official said, "Is it possible that we'll see a mutual return to compliance in the next few weeks, or an understanding of a mutual compliance? It's possible, yes." The official added that only time will tell because this is ultimately a matter of a political decision that needs to be made in Iran. U.S. officials returned to Vienna this week for a fourth round of indirect talks with Iran on how to resume compliance with the deal, which former President Donald Trump abandoned in 2018, prompting Tehran to begin violating its terms about a year later. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA.